Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to introduce to you in just a couple minutes the one blocking our laws from being enforced. And we have seen this for a long time. Matter of fact, I'm doing a brand new article right now is exposing the force-fed narrative by the mainstream media and their useful idiots, and this includes the good guys, because there's no difference between what you have been taught that as to whom is defined as the bad guys. Folks, it falls to what you have been told about the definition of what a good guy is, too. There's no difference between what you call the left and the right anymore concerning those that anchor the news. There just isn't, just so you all know, right? They're pushing a negative narrative contrary to law, which is promoting lawlessness, and I am quite frankly sick and tired of that forced narrative. How about you? But what's interesting is we're now dealing with a government, friends, that outside of the fact that I've shared with you in the past about, you know, this bureaucracy that they've created, put this up against Mark 7 concerning the commandments of men. When we fail to keep God's judgments and statutes, we end up with man's commandments. And then we see man perverse at war with God, Micah 3:5. And then what does he do? He turns and creates a bureaucracy to make money. So he sells the truth out like Judas did for 30 pieces of silver. They create a bureaucracy. They call it the Correction Institute. That makes $64 billion a year in this country. Put that up against Luke 22:48. Also put this up against what's happening today in your country, friends, because what we're seeing is a system teaching people how to commit the crime. Okay, so it should come as no surprise as to the person that I'm going to show you in just a couple minutes as to whom is responsible for blocking our laws to be enforced. And yes, you probably guessed it, the Supreme Court. Yeah, no question about it. They've been advocating lawlessness far too long in this country. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because they are teaching you in America to commit the crime three times. Did you hear what I said? They're committing, they're teaching you to commit the crime three times. And then the fourth time you do it, we're going to really drop the hammer on you. Okay? They're creating slaves. That's what this is. It's an institutional system of slavery is what it is. And we have the highest incarceration rate in the country. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that 70% of the people, I believe it's 72% of the people that go to jail, and that are let go, they repeat the crime. Okay? And why? Because soft judges produce hardened criminals. And again, keep in mind what it's aimed at. It's aimed at making a lot of money, garnering a lot of wealth for a system, a bureaucracy, that's in fact responsible for destroying this country. But it all falls back to the people. Numbers 32:23. Okay? Now, I want to take you a step further, because you guys probably already know this, that in California, Prop 47 is reclassified theft offenses from felonies to misdemeanors, including shoplifting. So it means, in essence, friends, they say it doesn't, but it's exactly what the signal is to criminals by giving them a green light to steal up to $950 worth of goods without any consequences. No joke. No joke. I mean, folks, if you look at the Ten Commandments, you see the mainstream media promoting what God clearly condemns. They promote have other gods. They promote to basically do what you want to do and use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. No matter what you do, you're always redeemable. They promote, friends, blasphemy. There's blasphemy laws that still condemn these crimes, and crimes they are, but they advocate, they promote these crimes. Like, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. No, they advocate for blasphemy all day long. This is supposed to be the norm. Folks, they teach you to break the Sabbath day. They teach you to dishonor your parents. Nobody does it better than Disney, of course, right? They teach you to kill and be angry without a cause, Matthew 5, and also the sixth commandment found in Exodus 20. They also teach you to fornicate, which runs itself up against 1 Corinthians 6:9, that it says, and where it states, that no fornicator sex before marriage or adulterers shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Folks, they're advocating what God clearly condemns. They teach you to steal, and in this particular case, friends, steal up to $950 worth of goods. But if it goes over to $950 and one penny, then we're going to actually condemn your crime. This is no joke. You have a government system, instead of restraining men from sin, that is actually there advocating the crimes. They're promoting the crimes. They teach you to steal. They teach you to lie all day long. We get to watch the politicians and the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, lie all day long without any consequence. Isn't that amazing? They're impervious to God's justice. Oh, no, they're not. Oh, no, they're not. And what do? They teach you to covet. They teach you to have what others have. See, God condemns all these things, and what they're actually promoting, friends, if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty where the rubber meets the road, they're teaching you Satanism. Okay, again, government's purpose is to restrain men from violating God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. The purpose of government is to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous, right? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. To maintain order. What do we see? We see them justifying the wicked, right? Oh, and that's a big no-no. It's an abomination in the sight of the Lord. You will be dealt with, rest assured. They promote lawlessness instead of restraining men from lawlessness, enforcing the law. Nope, they're doing just the exact opposite. Are they maintaining order? Nope, they are the ones responsible, corrupt politicians, and the hirelings in the pulpit by not preaching against it, and the mainstream media, and their useful idiots, the spin doctors over there, right? They're the ones that are promoting these crimes. They're promoting these crimes, friends, and why anybody in their right mind would take heed to a system of government in such a fashion, in the sense of just allowing them to do what they want to do, instead of being a good patriot and understanding that our rights are given unto us by God, and that we are the law in the United States of America, and taking responsibility and righting the wrongs and throwing out these criminals. No, that's not what we do. We're taught to believe that they know more than we do, when in fact the opposite is true. If you'd like to challenge me on that, at any time, I advocate for that. I don't care if it's the President of the United States of America, the present or the past, all the way down to judges, friends. I will challenge any single one of them, or they can challenge me on the knowledge of understanding what we should all know when it comes to our founding documents. The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Folks, I'm going to come back on the other side, and I want to show you how they are promoting lawlessness, how they're acting outside of their scope of authority, and how our laws, if we understand them, friends, which a child can, condemn them. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to just kind of lay a foundation for you to build off of. We all understand that we are premised on common law, okay? So all we have to do is go back to the Mayflower Compact. So all we have to do is go back to the Declaration of Independence. That's all we have to do is go to the end of the U.S. Constitution. And we will see exactly who we are, where we came from. Go ahead and look at your state statute and your preambles, and you will see what I'm talking about, friends. It all starts out acknowledging the God who gave us our rights, first and foremost. Now, understanding the Torah as well and the statutes found within the Torah, you'll also notice that many state statutes are lined up perfectly, almost verbatim in many cases, friends, concerning the Torah itself. And so we know exactly where it was extracted from and how it was implemented throughout our communities. Matter of fact, if you go to Williamsburg, which is, by the way, if you've not been there, friends, it's a fantastic place to go. But when you go to Williamsburg, it's interesting. You will talk to historians, reenactment actors, and they will share with you that our forefathers established canon law, which was called ecclesiastical law. In other words, they were ruled by God's Ten Commandments. And if anybody wants to argue about that, I love to say it, and it's totally true, that if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, the corruption that you see, the policies that undermine our U.S. Constitution, well, then get back to God's Ten Commandments. Jesus never came to abrogate the moral law. He came to establish it. Isaiah 42, 21, Psalm 40, verse 7, thinking of the New Testament now, Hebrews 8, 10, Hebrews 10, 7, and we established the law through faith, Romans 3, 31. We never are to abrogate the law. If you do, that's called an antinomianist. They have no regard for God's moral law, and you can see that they act accordingly, and that's, in fact, responsible for the hell that's being created in this country today, reading Psalm 9, verse 16 and 17, Psalm 9, 16 and 17, which runs counter and in stark contrast to that of Psalm 33, verse 12, okay? But let's go back to this, and I want to get back to constitutional law before I introduce you to this wicked, vile human being. And it's interesting, the most unqualified, it seems, speak the loudest, don't they? Oh, they really do. So we'll get to that in just a moment, the introduction, but I want you to check this out because all laws must be congruent with the U.S. Constitution. If they stand in contrast to that moral law that's established through the Constitution, it's null and void. It's real easy to understand. I mean, you're seeing more of this across the boards where you see cops that have gone rogue, bad cops. I'm not talking about the good cops, which are more than the bad cops. But when you see that the bad cops that have gone rogue that are trying to usurp their authority and act outside of their given delegations, well, the people are starting to challenge them now and saying, hey, where is that in the law? Hey, where is that in the law? You don't have the authority to do that. That's right. That's exactly right. And can I just pause for a moment? Folks, I was just talking to somebody this morning. And this is, it needs to be conveyed to the American people. Your rights are given to you by God. No man can take them away from you. They're not transferable. They're inalienable. Okay? You can't, the only way that you lose your rights is if you forfeit your rights. In the conversation that I had this morning concerning the very things that we're even talking about right now, he was talking about the gun debate. I said, there is no gun debate. I said, because if you look at the Constitution and our forefathers, we already understand what it is that they said concerning the right to bear arms. We have rights to bear arms, friends. Rights. And what I said to him is the Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. I said, when it comes to the issue of bearing arms, number one, the government's not to out-arm the American people. Number two, they have no lawful leg to stand on when it comes to their authority in usurping our God-given rights. And I said, thirdly, I want you to understand that our forefathers even took the time to reinforce what it was that they said in the Bill of Rights when you look to the preamble to the Bill of Rights. And I shared with him and expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. Listen carefully. This is the preamble to the Bill of Rights. And as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. So the Bill of Rights was given for the very purpose to create and extend the grounds of public confidence in the government. When it came to the Bill of Rights. What do we see today? The American people have been so desensitized and dummied down that they actually believe that the government has the right to strip them of the right to bear arms. That's not their purpose. No. Americans, listen carefully. Either you remove them lawfully, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, or you are going to be disarmed. And I told this person, I said, it's time for the American people, and I say to those listening to me now, no, there is no gun debate. We're not going to have a conversation because it's illegal. When you answer back to the lawless, you're giving them permission to go ahead and gut the pith and marrow of your Second Amendment rights. There is no gun debate. Get out of it, okay? Listen carefully. Samuel Adams, he was a son of liberty. During the Massachusetts ratifying convention in 1788, he said, "The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms." Now, we do a show on this. I could spend 2 days doing shows on the right to bear arms. As a matter of fact, we just, if you all know who the Power Hour is, we're going to be on with them on Monday, the 13th of June. I'm looking forward to that. But just thought I'd share that with you. But folks, again, we need to understand that our rights to bear arms, they shall not be infringed. They shall not be violated. And it goes and it coincides with what I'm sharing with you right now. And to seal off and to dovetail my point that I was just making, the Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia. Americans, listen carefully. You are the militia. Okay, so when you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, it talks about how the militia will be called up by good government. We see that those in the government today, which has turned into a bad government for much of it, along with the mainstream media once again, they are browbeating and demonizing the militia. Why would good government allow that? Well, they say it's free speech. No, it is not free speech. They don't. No law is given, friends, to do the wrong thing. And the mainstream media has no business in the act of being subversive to American government when it comes to our God-given rights. That's illegal. Get that in your heads and get it into your heart. And my goodness, let that information exhibit itself through you in action. James 2:14 through 26. They don't have the right to disarm you. Hey, Americans, a well-regulated militia, that's you. Good government should be calling you up to stop domestic insurrection that the mainstream media, hand in glove with corruption, is creating. That's why they're attacking it, right? The militia, that's me and you, armed constituents, citizens, the governments in this nation of ours, friends, right? We, the people, are the government. We are called up to repeal invasion. Is that what's happening? Nope. Corrupt politicians, the federal government and state governments, they're alluring illegals into America on the taxpayers' dime. Stop that and you'll stop that. Now, how do you stop that? And I'm talking about illegals. You have to stop the corruption in federal and state governments and deal with the corrupt politicians in shutting the door on what you would call, or you've been taught to call, them that mean to control you. Those that want to establish a global order. That's the order. Deal with corrupt politicians, shut the door on special interest groups, and those that need to control us. And I'll tell you what, we're going to have a different country real quick. But it starts with you, Americans. It starts with you. Now, bringing this to a consummation concerning my point, friends, this is what I want you to hear. When it comes to the debate of guns, no. When it comes to you disarming, no. When it comes to restricted measures, no. When it comes to gun-free zones, friends, the politicians that created that unlawful legislation need to be held accountable for the innocent soft targets that have been murdered by mass shooters, okay? You don't equate law-abiders. You don't punish law abiders for the actions of law breakers. But that's what the government is trying to do right now. Okay? I said to this person, no. I say to you, no. I say to corruption, no. You don't have the lawful right to do what you think that you're going to do. No. Americans, this needs to reverberate. It needs to go through. We need to hear the echo. Need to see the ripple go through the water across the country. No. Americans, when it comes to the gun debate, say it. No. No way. No. You're not taking my arms. You're not stripping me of the very means that our forefathers gave unto us to defend ourselves against corruption such as yourself. That was the very purpose that it was given, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is set to deliver a primetime address on gun laws from the White House Thursday night, his most high-profile effort to date to push for new legislation following a series of deadly mass shootings. The White House saying the president will urge Congress to pass common sense laws to combat the epidemic of gun violence that is taking everyday lives. The White House not being specific as to what common sense gun laws the president will be referring to. Some new sanctions are being imposed on Russia over its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The Treasury Department says more assets of prominent Russian government officials and business leaders are being targeted. Some have close ties to President Vladimir Putin. So far, the sanctions have yet to deter Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are holding hearings regarding new gun legislation.
The House Judiciary Committee is moving forward to advance legislation billed as an emergency response to recent mass shootings. Washington, D.C. lawmakers are focused on rising the purchase age of an assault weapon from 18 to 21. An attempt to crack down on large-capacity magazines, also ghost guns, are included. It does not include an assault weapons ban. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NATO is continuing to expand its presence despite Russian President Vladimir Putin's wishes.
President Putin wanted less NATO, and therefore he invaded Ukraine, but he is getting more NATO.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg saying after a meeting at the White House that Putin's invasion of Ukraine was in part due to his concerns about a growing NATO. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. There we are on social media platforms, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, I wanted to let you know that the devil now wants you to believe that he's telling you the truth this time. Read John 8:44. Let me read it off for you, okay? This is John 8:44. They are, and I'm speaking to corrupt politicians, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will you do, because that's the fruit that you bear, Matthew 7:16. Okay? He was a murderer, Satan was, from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. That's a politician today. I'm talking about corrupt politicians, not good politicians, because good politicians are not called politicians. They're called statesmen. Okay? There's a distinction there. But again, just listen carefully. It has nothing to do with assault rifles, as they call them. It has nothing to do with the AR-15s or the AKs or whatever the case is. No, it's not in the bill this time. No, it's called incrementally stripping the American people from their God-given rights to defend themselves. Americans? No. No. There is no debate. This is called controlled opposition. This is called, and that's who this is coming from, this is called the best way to lead the opposition is to control it ourselves. They create the talking points. They force feed you the narrative until they get their way. That's what it's all about. The problem that most are having today is that they don't realize that they don't have a right to go ahead and create any legislation to strip you away from your God-given rights. I'm talking about law-abiding gun owners. Okay, what it says in the Second Amendment is shall not be infringed. That means it shall not be violated, period. We don't need corrupt judges to misconstrue the plain meaning of what the Bill of Rights says. We don't need these 9 unelected bureaucrats to tell us how it goes. And we definitely don't need those, friends, that have been appointed that have never judged a case a day in their life to tell us what the law says and what it doesn't say, especially when they're wicked and vile. I have to get to this. Okay? All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Again, no debate. Hey, freedom of speech, no debate, right? Big tech companies do not have the right to censor free speech. You have a right to enforce the law against their subversive activities and what they promote, though. But they have you running the wrong direction. They don't have a right to be subversive concerning the government and the foundations of this country. But that's what big tech companies are doing concerning freedom of speech. Every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Right? The purpose is to enforce it, Article 2, Section 3. Every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot have been made in pursuance of its powers. The latter will be nugatory and void. Thomas Jefferson, page 4, 187 and 88. The laws of Congress are restricted to a certain sphere, and when they depart from this sphere, which they have, they are no longer supreme or binding. In the same manner, the states have certain independent power in which their laws are supreme. Alexander Hamilton said that, Eliot 2, page 362. The Constitution, as to the powers therein granted, is constantly to be the supreme law of the land. That's found in Article 6, Section 2. It's not the supreme law in the exercise of a power not granted. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're exercising, friends, a power that has never been given to them on so many different levels. Look, folks, what's going on with the WHO? By the way, all of this stuff with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, like anybody cares about it, that's just there to distract you from what's going on concerning the WHO and the crimes that they mean to commit against the people on a global basis. That's what's happening, okay? I want you to listen to this one. This is Alexander Hamilton again. There is no position which depends on a clearer principle than the very act of a delegated authority, which comes from God, from us, to them. Contrary to the commission under which it is exercised, they are to uphold the law, not to tear it down. He said if they act in accordance with tearing down or working in violation, it's called treachery, in violation of their oath, it is void. It's a crime now at that point. No legislative act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid. That's Alexander Hamilton. I'll give you one more. Alexander Hamilton again. The Federalist Papers, number 33. It will not, I presume, have escaped observation that it expressly confines the supremacy to laws made pursuant to the Constitution. Folks, they're enforcing laws that don't exist. Again, I gotta bring John Glenn to my aid. John Glenn, what did he say? The guy that told you that he went to the moon. I wish he would have stayed there if it were true. He's the guy that said if we had to follow the rule of the Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Americans, get educated and take your government back. Take your government back. Okay, now what I want to do is I want to go forward because I want to introduce you to our little friend. I shouldn't say that. I want to introduce you to one that means she's being used for the very purpose to destroy the land. But what they do, 1 Kings 13:33, they take the debased and they put them up as the standard. Christ is the standard under God, period. And so is, and so are his laws. The Supreme Court blocks Texas law, now going to the First Amendment, right? And I want to read that for you. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Foreigners do not and are not afforded asylum to come into America to establish government within our walls or within the gates. Okay? They don't have a right to do that. So Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That falls to the Christian faith, the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, so on and so forth, or prohibiting the free exercise to do the right thing according to law, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. I want to show you how the said government in the present has set up big tech companies, and this is going to explain it for you right here. The Supreme Court blocks Texas law preventing social media companies from controlling the contents. Okay? The Supreme Court, isn't it interesting how the Supreme Court just gets involved with everything that they want to change or tear down? Isn't it interesting when it came to the people that were standing up and saying, no, the government has no business by force mandating vaccinations or the experimental jab? Isn't it interesting how the new appointees by Donald Trump sat there mute? They did nothing to stand up for the people's rights? Isn't that interesting? I'm talking about Amy. That's the same way that when they put up their other guy, and I can see his face. I'm just going to go there for the sake of, well, Bradley, you should have probably knew what the deal was, right? You know, I just want to I want to get over there for you so you can understand who they are, and I need to make this point. I'm talking about, okay, that of Neil Gorsuch. I was thinking of the other guy, and it's interesting because when I look at this, the members of the Supreme Court, it's funny because I don't, I'm looking, live radio. There he is, Brett Kavanaugh. Remember when he was appointed, everybody said he was the conservative. Remember how they drove him into office? They said that he was under attack. No. That's how you control the opposition, you lead it. Okay, and then later on we found out it was all a lie. Of course, folks, it's so easy to see. But Brett Kavanaugh, Mr. Pro-Life, right? What happened when it was his time to stand up for the rights of babies within the womb, what did he do? He sat there mute. Right? Just like, so when it's time for them to do the right things, they're mute. They shut their mouths. Okay? Amy Coney Barrett, who is the individual that I was thinking of. Folks, which one of them is there to actually enforce the law? And then what you're taught is that, well, there was a 4-5 decision here. Wait a second. I didn't know that there was four sides or five sides to our law. I thought there was only one side to the law. And it's interesting how they just continuously divide the people. Well, she's a liberal judge, they say, or he's a liberal judge. There's no such thing. We're ruled by law. We're not to sit back and allow them to pervert or to rest, as the Bible says, judgment. No. That's what they're doing, is they're perverting justice and judgment. We know what it means when it says thou shalt not kill, but the government comes out and says, well, it's a woman's right to kill her baby. You know what? Which has never been passed lawfully. 62 million babies dead. And the American people still haven't figured out that the government... And just think, these are the people that are telling you, once again, friends, that they're looking out for you just for your safety concerning the pandemic, as all these billionaires worldwide have doubled their wealth now at this point. But anyways, the point, sticking to the point here, it's interesting that they're appointed to do the right thing, and once they get there, they don't do it. St. Augustine said, though defensive violence will always be a sad necessity in the eyes of men of principle, it would be still more unfortunate if wrongdoers should dominate just men. Well, let me tell you something. Wrongdoers have dominated just men. And I want to tell you how this is from my observation. My observation has always shown me that the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. You know where the righteous are, as they call themselves, friends? They're just taking it easy. They're impotent. They're neutral. In many cases, friends, they're worse than neutral. They're in reverse. They're not valiant for the truth. No. They don't lay it to heart. Nope. They got their own little projects that they're doing that they think that the Lord has now called them to do in the place of actually doing the Great Commission, Mark 16:15. I'm going to come back to this. I'm going to highlight our little devil in the court, another one of them. And I'm going to show you the one blocking our laws from being enforced. and the people of this country need to ask the Supreme Court why this is. I want to tell you why it is, because they are the ones that helped put it in place through Section 230 to what? Suppress and censor free speech. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor, and I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay. Okay, and we can talk about that as to what I just brought up during the end of the last segment on another show here, friends. But there's so much to say, and I've got an hour to do it. And I get on these little bunny trails because I know people need them prophetically. And that's why we go down them, because we're being led, Romans 8:14. But let me get back to the point here, okay? And here again, here's the mainstream media right there to help the government continue their lawlessness when it comes to the First Amendment. Again, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Well, now, folks, they're working on making sure that you can do and bring forth no redress of grievances. Now they're trying to make you criminals if you do so, right? But what we see is the Supreme Court just blocks Texas law regulating social media platforms. So in other words, in Texas, what they were going to do is hold the big tech companies responsible for censoring, blocking the content of the people that are using their platforms. Out of nowhere, Alina Kagan steps up to the plate. Right? The one that never judged a case a day in her life. The vote was 5-4. they said and reported, with an unusual coalition in dissent. Folks, don't listen to any of this. It's all a lie. The court's three most conservative members, Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Neil Gorsuch, filed a dissent saying that they would have let stand for now at least an appeals court order that left the law in place while the court and the case moved forward. Justice, they call her. Alina Kagan, a liberal, they said, also said she would have let the order stand, though she did not join the dissent and gave no reason why. Apparently, Alina Kagan has forgotten who she works for. No reason why. There is no reason why. As a matter of fact, friends, I want to ask the question to the American people. Why are you allowing them to trample underfoot your God-given rights when it comes to the First Amendment? That's why I need to talk to you. I don't need to let the mainstream media drive the narrative down your throats. You got to be sick and tired of that. Hey, folks, why are you allowing these people to violate your First Amendment? I've explained this 1,000 times, 20 different ways. Facebook does not have a right to promulgate, to broadcast subversive content or propaganda. And if you speak out against it according to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, then you're censored or blocked or expunged by the likes of a YouTube or a Twitter. Why would Justice, as they call her, Alina Kagan, stand up and say, no, Texas, you can't stand up for the rights of the people in your state? You know, in Poland, friends, if they violate free speech there through one of the big tech companies, they're violated for every violation. You know how much they get charged per violation? $2 million. Why? Because they understood what happened only, 70, 80 years ago in their country and to their people. And they're not going to let it happen again. But in America, you don't know what you have until it's gone or it's lost, right? Are you going to wait for that, Americans? Because you've seen, especially those that listen to the show and watch the show on a daily basis for the last 17 years, you see them continuously censoring this ministry. Why? Because I'm right. I'm not right because I'm right standing in my own righteousness. No, I'm right because I'm holding to what keeps us free. The Word of God, John 8:32, and the Constitution, if obeyed. Okay? This is insanity. But what I want to show you, Justice Alina Kagan, who gave no reason as to why she said no to the state of Texas, you can't do that, to our big tech friends. No, big tech companies have been doing the criminals in government a favor for a long, long time. Section 230 was given for the very purpose to stop pornography, friends. Is that what they've used it for? Absolutely not. Folks, I got rid of my Twitter account because of the filth that was constantly coming up on their social media platforms. Constantly. Isn't that interesting? They never censored it. No, they censor anybody that speaks out against it. Did you hear that? They censor anybody that speaks out against their filth and their perversion, their lawlessness, their Satanism. That's what it is. Like it or lump it, it doesn't matter, friends. The truth is the truth. And I want to say to the righteous in this country, that truth demands a response from you to deal with the bad guys. Ephesians 5:11. Okay? Alina Kagan never judged a case a day in her life, yet she was the one that dissented and said no to the state. She has no authority to do it. And here's Greg Abbott hiding behind the Supreme Court as they sit there and blame each other. And behind closed doors, they're having dinner together, that they're bartering back and forth, and they're taking gifts under the table, which the Bible condemns. And well, they're having a heyday, friends. Warn over those that they rule. And the fact of the matter is they do rule you if you allow them to do this. Well, they don't rule me in Jesus' name. I have one ruler. And he's the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, period. That's who we serve. Why would I serve him? Because everything's his anyways. Heaven is a throne, and that's where his throne is, and earth is his footstool. Cattle on 1,000 hills, that's all his. Everything belongs to him. It's from him, by him, and for him. Period. Read the book of Colossians. But I want you to check this out. One of the most wicked, vilest persons has been appointed to the highest court in the land. And by the way, by saying the highest court of the land, they still don't have a right to violate law. They can be held in check. Read Article 3, Section 1. Okay? They sit during good behavior. Okay. Of course, the senators and powers that are tolerated, want you to believe that she's experienced and qualified, of course. and yet nothing could be further from the truth. She never judged a case a day in her life. Never a day in her life. I want to give you this download really quick before the end of the show. Kagan hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein. This is who the one that is responsible for dissenting and telling the state of Texas, no, don't enforce the laws against big tech. Those are our friends. Protect big tech from the people that we're supposed to serve. That's exactly what they just did. But Kagan hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to teach, you ready for this, queer legal theory, in which she taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender, blank, F-U-C-K, and involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. This is Alina Kagan. She is a wicked, vile reprobate. Remember when the whole forced injections, say if the governments, came about and the people said, no, we're not doing this? Well, Kagan was the one that spoke loudest, friends, and she's the one that's most unqualified. She was also the former dean of Harvard. Anybody know the Harvard's founding mottos? For Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ. And just think, Kagan was known for queerifying Harvard. I mean, she's a sick... You know, according to laws that are in our books, friends, she should be condemned as a criminal, but it's interesting how she sits at the highest court. Kagan also hired other radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual, whatever that means, to teach transgender law, no such thing, as well as Cass Sunstein, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. They're sick, wicked, criminal-minded people that are appointed in government. 1 Kings 13:33, read it. Kagan also, I'm talking about Alina Kagan if you just joined us, viciously attacks our military in opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell. She even went so far as to ban our military recruiters from campus. I say, hey, listen, then take all that armed security detail away from Alina Kagan. And make sure that if something comes down, just throw her out in the middle of the field. Let her deal with all of this on her own. She's a sick, vile human being, is what she is. Okay? Kagan's attempt to ban the recruiters was unsuccessful, and even after losing her legal campaign, she didn't listen to the law. No, she encouraged other students to continue protesting our military. Matter of fact, she was appointed by a sodomite and a foreigner named Barack Hussein Obama, the American people tolerated. I don't know how many times that guy needs to be exposed for the crimes that he's committed against us, but there he is, right, still spewing out his mouth, and there's the mainstream media putting a microphone and a camera right up to his face. Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign to make the entire university trans-inclusive. This is criminal, friends. Using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to spew gender confusion and among students on campus. I want everybody to understand this before the last minute of the show. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. It's completely backwards. Read Isaiah 59. Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. Let me remind you that Alina Kagan never judged a case a day in her life, and yet she was appointed to the Supreme Court. This is just Alina. Yet Obama, unqualified for office himself, saw fit to qualify her on the Supreme Court. Hey, friends, what do you expect will come from such a person as this? Well, you've just seen it once again, but I warned over 12 years ago. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.